Proclamation number 7760 of 30th of November, 1960. Matter is great danger to the soul. The human being's spiritual development, for the purpose of which he lives on earth, is always endangered when he allows himself to be completely captivated by matter and thus has no connection whatsoever with the spiritual kingdom. Then the soul will be completely dominated by the body, then the human being's thoughts will only be turned towards earth and its goods, then he will not believe in a God and creator either, for he will not allow any thoughts of him to arise. His soul will be completely attached to matter and will be drawn down into the abyss again. And if it does not come to a better realization by the end of its physical life, then matter will also become its renewed cover when the end of this earth has come. And therefore people should seriously be made aware of the fact that matter does not remain, that it is transient and that the human being gains nothing even if he comes into possession of it, for he is to give everything away when the hour of his death has come. And many people will also have to surrender their earthly possessions prematurely when the great chaos will come as a result of God's intervention. The great adversity which will affect humanity through God's will. Then they will realize how transient all earthly things are, and good for those who still gain the right realization, who still try to procure spiritual possessions for the soul before it is too late. As long as the human being lives, he can still attain this realization and then help the soul to ascend. But as long as matter still holds him captive, the soul achieves no spiritual gain. And that is why earthly possessions are often fatefully taken away from people. Material possessions often fall prey to destruction, earthly values are lost or things are taken away from the human being to which his heart is particularly attached. But these are all only God's help, who wants to release the soul from earthly burdens which hinder its ascent, and then it only ever depends on the person's attitude towards such strokes of fate as to whether they were also beneficial for his soul. Matter is a great danger for the soul, for it shall become free from it during earthly life. The human beings will should turn away from the world and its goods and desire spiritual wealth. The human being should think of the soul's fate after his death and help it to higher maturity. The heart should detach itself from everything the world offers and its desire should be directed towards spiritual goods, then the world will lose its appeal of its own accord and the soul will not have put aside its existence on earth in vain. And if you therefore lose earthly goods, then recognize this as God's help to free your soul from them. Be grateful for the help and remember your purpose of earthly life. For you all know that everything earthly is transient and that your life on earth does not last forever. Therefore create spiritual goods for yourselves which will follow you into eternity. Pray voluntarily for what you will lose one day and thereby create wealth for yourselves with which you can work in the kingdom of the beyond. Then you will live your earthly life consciously and you will not be lost when the end comes for you, when your soul's degree of maturity will be assessed as well as your way of life on this earth. Amen.